Good day to all. Today is April 23rd, 2024. I am Dr. Veronica MacIver, and I wanted to take a moment of your time to discuss an issue that I believe is of utmost importance to us right now. That is trolling on social media platforms. It has come to my attention that some politicians and members of the House of Assembly support and encourage destructive political trolling on social media. Let me say this. When politicians engage in gutter politics, it further erodes the public trust, and it makes decent persons like you and I become disillusioned with the process. The politicians who promote this type of gutter politics, they must realize that, hey, the harmful effects it brings to social media by intentionally spreading misinformation. It undermines our democratic values. As I said before in one of my audios, we are a nation of individuals with diverse backgrounds, different experiences and perspectives, and sometimes division do arise. But it also presents opportunities for growth, learning, and ultimately unity. Name-calling and negative comments tend to polarize our community, and it emphasizes our differences rather than our common goals. Don't we want to build up the Bahamas? Listen, this hostility in our society is only going to make it harder for us to find solutions that will benefit us all. Mind you, don't get it wrong, I am not against constructive criticisms and respectful disagreements. We can promote free expression without intentionally stirring up controversy, provoking others, or perhaps even spreading inflammatory or off-topic messages. It disrupts wholesome discussions, and what I find to be very dangerous, it can elicit emotional responses. I am admonishing the politicians to cease and desist from gutter politics where you want to win at any cost. It almost seems it's a form of desperation and ambition for political gain. And so these politicians, what they do is they exploit fear and division. That is wrong. Again, gutter politics, what it does, it spreads rumors. They have personal attacks. It manipulates people's emotions. And what they should be doing really is they should be focusing on substantive issues. Let me say this. Political parties must understand that these tactics can affect their party's image. Let me give you an example. There's one party in particular that usually attack the messenger because they cannot attack the message. That is wrong. So politicians, you know who you are. I need you to lead by example. Because if the head is infected, the body will become infected also. So let me give you some advice. Help your followers to understand that by negative consequences with this type of behavior, it's not going to bode well for our country. So, why don't you take the money used for negative trolling and invest that in initiatives that will improve our literacy rate here in the Bahamas? We all know that our educational level is much to be desired. So why don't you use the money for good programs like that? As I close, there is a passage in the Bible, Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. And I looked at it this morning, and it says, there are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. One, haughty eyes. Two, a lying tongue. Three, hands that shed innocent blood. Four, a heart that devises wicked plans. 5. Feet that make haste to run to evil. 6. A false witness who breathes out lies. 7. One who sows discord among others. So again, as I close, let us focus on what we have in common. After all, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And no matter what party or what color flag we raise up, as patriots of this country, we want to build a nation where all of us are proud and empowered. Thank you for listening, and good day.